Hey, it's Dean Blundell. I'm here with my friend at Greg Carrasco on Twitter from Thornhill Hyundai. Good morning, Greg, and how are you today?
I am very well. Thank you, Dean. It's been a while.
It's been so long. You've moved. I've moved. You've moved.
That's what we do.
We're movers.
And shakers.
What do you got going on at Thornhill Hyundai?
We are changing the world.
One car at a time.
One customer at a time.
Now, here's the thing, though. You have no salespeople, which traditionally is bad for the car industry, is that not?
Everybody hates car salespeople, so why fill the showroom with them?
No salespeople. And you meet my friend Greg Carrasco at
Thornhill Hyundai.
There has been an awakening. Have you felt it?
Dean Blundell and Company.
All the preteen children out there, listen to my voice. You are immortal.
Hey, give me two claps and a Ric Flair.
I didn't realize it was my job to pump his tires.
Let's go now.
You're listening to Dean Blundell and Company on Toronto Sports Radio, Sportsnet 590.
The
Fan. 5:31, good morning, welcome. It is Dean Blundell and Company, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. It is Friday. There's some great news. Let's start off with some great news. It's Friday. It's the day of the week. Yeah, it's the day of the week everybody looks forward to. It's the day of the week that seems like sweet relief is the finish line. It's the day of the week where you get up and you go, I just got to slug it out for 10 more hours. Or if you're us, a really tough 3.5, and then you can Splitsville. I don't mean anything by that. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love you. I love you. You
did just shine. Kidding, sort of.
Oh, I love you too, man. Anyway, 14 degrees now. We'll see a high today of 27. It is going to be awesome. The entire weekend will as well. And lots going on, lots cooking. And when I say lots cooking, here's what I mean. Today is the day that Toronto sports fans have waited for 31 years. Today is the day Leaf fans have pined for well over a quarter of a century. Today, kids, is NHL draft day. And
yeah,
the Toronto
great time for sports.
Thank you, Patrick. And the Toronto Maple Leafs pick Foist. Huh?
Wow.
First, the sad news is it's in Buffalo. The good news is you pick first. And that's what happens when you finish last. You finish first, worst to first. And the first place prize is generational talent named Austin Matthews. Anything can happen, but all bets are in. All the ballots have been counted. And apparently they are going to take one Austin Matthews. And that will happen this evening. We'll talk about that. We'll get to that all day long this morning as well. Also, today is the day the Lord hath made. And the Toronto Maple Leafs, we will rejoice and be glad and in. As exciting as that is, you know, not the only exciting part of the draft, because but prior to the draft, what happens is there's jockeying, there's moving around, there's pushing chips here so you can take this in there. And trending on Twitter yesterday for the better part of the afternoon and the evening, one Pekka Subban, PK. And I tweeted this little rumor, this little chestnut that came out yesterday, that the Oilers were ferociously going after PK Subban, giving their pick up to Mark Bergevin, as well as a couple of very good pieces of the words. Taylor Hall also made their appearance in there as well. Yeah, Leon Draisaitl made their appearance in there as well. But PK Subban very well may be, and Mark Bergevin did not shoot the rumor down. He said, hey, I'm not shopping him. Doesn't mean I'm not listening, and it doesn't mean he might not go, but PK Subban very well may be, and this is, and the rumors not just of him, but other teams that are after him, other players that may move as of the trade deadline, which is today, the draft, which is today, out absolutely outstanding. But the biggest name on the board that we've heard is PK Subban.
Dean, first of all, you need to say where that what you retweeted. Where did it come from? Who tweeted that rumor? George LaRocque. Was Guy Lafleur busy trying to break trades as well? LaRocque, with all due respect to George LaRocque, has as much clout.
And I did say you don't believe anything you see on the internet. However, 100%. However, if this is true, George Russick, my man to my right, is probably crying this morning.
Well, it depends what they get for him. If they trade him and it makes the team better, The only untradeable piece on the Montreal Canadiens is Carey Price, and it should be.
Yeah.
If the Habs can significantly improve with the PK Subban deal, Dean, if they get the fourth overall pick because they want Pierre-Luc Dubois, the kid out of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, big center, can play the wing, and if they get Leon Draisaitl, I think the Habs make that deal. Because you solidify the center ice position, you beef up some scoring.
Well, you don't know what you get
and
with Draisaitl yet. Yeah.
Right?
And well, but that's the problem that's too, the right? Because they have to get a French guy. But then they save a lot of money against the cap as well.
It's just strange. It's strange how that actually is important to any move that the Montreal Canadiens make.
I know, it's so dumb.
Because you can guarantee in the war room, they're like, big deal, is he the French guy too? Like, what's going on? Hey,
it's
all
worst.
Is well and good. Point the game. This is nice, but is he a French guy? Like, that's what we want to know.
And that's what's really frustrating. But again, and this might lead to something else, because good God, the Habs are interested in Steven Stamkos as well. Let's say
everybody's interested
in Stamkos. Of course.
Jim Benning, who may be the worst general manager in the world when it comes to
just drive that thing into the ground.
Opening his mouth ahead of time. And he started the whole thing.
Yeah.
Some guy in Vancouver, some radio station in Vancouver yesterday, they're like, so what's it like? What are you guys doing? Well, you know, we've made a move. We've made a pitch for PK Subban, and they're listening to us, and we're really interested in getting Steve Stamkos. So we're talking to them as well. Dope dee dope dee do. And you know, Trevor Linden's like sitting there listening to it on his iPad going, no!
How is that not tampering? How is he allowed to talk about that kind of stuff?
I don't know.
But again, because
he wants Lucic. Yeah, he can't. He's the anti-Lou Lamoriello.
Yeah,
he'll say anything.
He's just spilling the beans on everything. He's like Brian Burke, tough talking.
But let me ask you something with PK Subban, because he's a really, really important community piece for the 100%. Toronto Maple Leafs.
And
the $10 million donation to the hospital last year, the PK Subban atrium with the Montreal Children's Hospital. He's really intrinsically woven into the fabric of the city, and people love him. Even though he gets beat up in the media, he's handled it admirably over the years. We know Michel Therrien doesn't love him. We know he's going to be back. We know there's some friction between those two guys. But what wins out at the end of the day? Because my question, and I wanted to ask you this, with a guy like PK Subban, who is just he's a top 10 defenseman in the National Hockey League.
There's no question.
Without question. With a guy like him, with the attitude he's got, the work ethic he's got, the teammate that he is, how good he is.
Yep. How good he's going to be, Dean.
And still, the upside he still has, it's a great point.
100%.
But, like, is this Montreal just trying to slap a scarlet letter on PK Subban to point to the dismal season they had last year? I was thinking about this yesterday. Yeah. And then shipping him out of town and saying, see, we're trying to get better for you, the fans.
Well, that's a great point. Do you think if the Habs made a deep run into the playoffs with PK Subban that they'd be entertaining any offers?
No.
Of course not. So now, of course, they want to make him the scapegoat. Because we hear of all this dressing room issues that he's had. He rubs dudes the wrong way. He's not getting along with Max Pacioretty,
apparently. Wrong way to be rubbed.
Well, that's 100% true, but it's all about cap space, too, in the NHL, because scoring is what they need to address. Yeah. And if they can trade PK Subban because they have their eyes, like you said, Dean, like many teams do, on a guy like Steven Stamkos, you need to free up a lot of money. That's an enormous risk if they think they can sign Steven Stamkos, which, by the way, I think would be a huge mistake by Montreal. But you got to see what you can get out there. If you can get a guy like Leon Draisaitl, who's kind of the forgotten guy in Edmonton, but he's a tremendous talent down the center ice position.
You know what? He played 3/4 of a season. I think in his first 30 games, he had 33 points. I could be totally, totally wrong, but I think I'm close. He was a really good rookie this year. Nowhere in the conversation for rookie of the year. He's still a completely unproven phenomenon, but they get the fourth pick out of the whole thing, and I think that's the really attractive part of this. But truly, I mean, the most interesting part of this whole is that they just signed him a couple of years ago. He's a Norris Trophy winner, and they're willing to part with him.
But they don't like the cap hit. Bergevin's never loved PK Subban, Montreal Canadiens fans have. And he's getting paid $11 million next year, $9 million on the cap.
If you listen to a lot of people out of Montreal, that was Jeff Molson saying, I don't care what it takes, you're signing him, because that's why Bergevin was trying to knock down.
Just because of the fans. Jeff Molson was a fan signing.
He stepped in and said, we're doing this, and this is the money you're giving him. You have no choice.
Can I ask something?
Sell a lot of Subban.
But what's the, like, I've never seen a more polarizing defenseman in the NHL. Not on Team Canada. There's no chance he's coming here because Mike Babcock does not like him, even though you'd love to see him here. I'd love to see him in a Leaf uniform, and he would love to be in a Leaf uniform, I can imagine, specifically if his good buddy and his minor hockey league compatriot, Steven Stamkos, is in a Maple Leaf uniform. But, you know, that's
straight up Austin Matthews for PK Subban.
No, I'm good.
Let's do it tonight.
But is there a more polarizing guy? And then I would ask the question, why? Like, why does he have professional detractors?
I have a theory on that. Because hockey people are idiots. He's an intelligent guy with personality. And what is wrong with that?
But why is a guy like Michel Therrien nailing him to the bench after he gives the puck away in a tie game?
He's a risky player.
No, there's history with... No, because there's history with Michel Therrien. Because on that French show, La Chambre, where they sit there and they crush darts and they just rip the Habs after the game, Michel Therrien was always super critical of PK Subban and always ripped into him. Yep. So he has this thing to keep up that he hates PK Subban, because that's how crazy it is in Montreal that he's always disliked PK Subban as a player.
I don't know. It's not just him; it's hockey guys that don't like you say.
But you say
hockey people are idiots in the culture. But Mike Babcock's, he didn't even get a sniff at that World Cup of Hockey team. And say what you like about the World Cup of Hockey, but he wasn't a consideration, and he wasn't also ran for the Olympics. And Mike Babcock once again was a coach, and I think Mike Babcock's a pretty good hockey guy. So
yeah, I
don't know. Maybe it's the defensive risk as opposed to the offensive reward. I don't know if he's too energetic and excited. I don't know if he becomes the centerpiece and they want to make it about a team. I don't know.
Well, it's the first part. If he had a better defensive game to match his amazing offensive skills, Mike Babcock would have put him in the top six. It's pretty simple. What do you think? Mike Babcock doesn't play him in the top six at a World Cup because of his personality? Give me a break.
No, it's because he's a right-handed shot, and Babcock wants guys on the right guy, and there's better right-handed shot defensemen. Mm-hmm. Shea Weber is. Drew Doughty is. There's no question. Are you okay?
Yeah, all right.
Hold on.
A death
gurgle? No, it sounded like. I can't stand.
I had some ham and bread this morning.
I haven't eaten
a lot of bread.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, go ahead, George. No, you can't stand what?
I just can't stand that everybody.
What you were going to say?
No, I absolutely don't. Everybody rips, PK Subban's not good defensively.
Don't say everybody rips. I don't rip him defensively. I think he's a pretty good defensively.
A lot of people rip PK's. Yes.
Unfortunately, the people in his case that matter.
They rip him defensively. And then everybody falls over how great Erik Karlsson is, with all due respect.
Oh, he's a gas can defensively.
PK Subban is a lot better than Erik Karlsson. And why does Erik Karlsson always get a pass, Steve?
Can I tell you something?
He plays in Ottawa, Canadian.
Let me tell you something that's very this is very important. I want you to remember this when you're talking about PK Subban and you use Subban and you use
Pekka
Subban.
Yeah.
When you use comparables, my dad used to tell me this. You play the cards you're dealt. Don't look at other people's cards, George. Don't use Erik Karlsson and compare him and say, well, why is he better? Or why is he? Erik Karlsson's a whole different player. You play the cards you're dealt. You're dealt because you're a greasy Habs fan.
I'm making a terrible comparison because people rip his defensive game, yet nobody rips Erik Karlsson.
Oh, everybody rips Erik Karlsson. Are you kidding me? Everybody jokes. That's why he doesn't play on the penalty kill. He's terrible. Anyway, 542. The lot's going on, and PK Subban, a very interesting piece of what will be a very interesting day in Buffalo, unfortunately. Maybe the most interesting day Buffalo has ever had, with the exception of the Civil Revolution. Anyway, I will say this. Excited to do it tonight because Austin Matthews most likely, probably will be, hopefully, my God, please be a Toronto Maple Leaf after it's all said and done. The NBA draft went last night. Ben Simmons, he goes to the Sixers. There's a whole bunch of wheeling and dealing. We'll get to that. And your Toronto Raptors select a 7'1" Austrian.
Yeah, we did.
Put another shrimp on the barbie.
That's not the thing. That's not the country.
G'day, mate. I bought a wallaby. Get to play a didgeridoo with the Aborigines.
Austria.
It is. It's Austria. I found a crocodile in my soup. Anyway, they take a 7'1" forward named Jakob. Is it Jakob or do they say Jacob?
They say Jakob Poeltl.
You had it yesterday. Good for you. You called it. You said this is the guy. Smart. Utah Utes. He's DeLon Wright's former teammate. He's excited. We're excited, I guess. Don't know what he's all about, and we'll get to that coming up. The 27th pick, some dude from Texas A&M named Patrick, I think. Anyway, we'll get to the NBA draft. Some interesting propositions, including a deal the Raptors were in on and never quite got a handle on, and then the Magic swooped in and took Serge Ibaka away, the deal that the Raptors wanted. We'll get to that and more. Draft day in more ways than one. Next, Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Now back to Dean Blundell and Company on Toronto's Sports Radio. Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
.549 Welcome. It is Friday. It is Dean Blundell and Company. June the 24th. 14 degrees, high of 27 later on today. It's going to be a nice weekend, too. Pretty much what you see is what you get. Mix of sun and cloud, one or two days, but mid to high 20s. Lots going on today. The NHL draft will be the center of our attention today as the Toronto Maple Leafs pick first overall. That probably will be, most likely. Auston Matthews. It's funny what you hear, too, the rumors. I think I love rumors more than I actually like the event. I like hearing about what might happen, who's jockeying for what. Jarmo Kekalainen says.
Or the product on the ice?
Yeah, big time.
Way more exciting.
Rumors are way more exciting than the NHL.
Than the actual
NHL
games.
Playoffs.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, there's no shot blocking in the
there's no mill. Stifling neutral zone defense.
Anyway, no, it's going to be good.
No, I'm excited because there's rumors that that Winnipeg may not take Patrick Laine. I heard that yesterday. Well, they may take him, but they might flip him because he's a valuable asset and they can get a lot for him. And Winnipeg's one of those markets where not a lot of people want to go play. So the more that they could get for this blue chip prospect, the happier they will be.
Give me a break. Laine's going to sell tickets and be awesome to watch.
Yeah, and he's from Finland.
Right.
It's cold in Finland. It's cold in Winnipeg. It's not like he's going, you know.
I was hearing they might
have you been to Helsinki?
No.
Okay. Have you been to Winnipeg?
No.
I can guarantee there's a marked difference in both of these world-class cities.
Right. A lot of hot tubs in Helsinki, apparently.
Yeah.
Less mosquitoes and horse flies.
Yeah, and a lot of ditches in Winnipeg. Warm, muddy ditches. Anyway. Take your chances in both.
I didn't know you worked for the tourism board of Winnipeg there, Dean. Warm, muddy ditches. Yeah. Come to Winnipeg.
But it's going to be interesting because everybody, you know, when someone asked Jarmo Kekalainen, who the Columbus Blue Jackets picked third, because he's apparently tried to move up to get to two or one, and someone said, hey, have you talked to the Toronto Maple Leafs about maybe moving into the one? And he's like, yeah, they're not doing that. He point blank yesterday. He's like, "Hey, has anybody? Yeah, the fat chance. They're not there. They're taking their guy, and we all know who that guy is, and it's going to be Auston Matthews. So rest assured. Finally, and you think about the work that went into getting into this position, the money they have to eat, $11 million off the cap, some on, but just real dollars that they're eating. The moves they had to make, the players they had to ship out of town, the contracts they had to eat to be able to. If you think that there's a chance that they're going to move out of the one spot and or even trade Auston Matthews, you're nuts.
Yeah, no chance.
And it's not because he's such a generational talent. It's because, well, you got yourself in this position for that one specific reason. Do you think you're not going to do that one thing you got there for? Absolutely not. That's exactly what they're going to do, and it'll be tonight.
What could you trade the Leafs for the Leafs to give you Auston Matthews? It's got to be like Connor McDavid.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
No, that's like sure, the one guy.
Maybe.
The one thing.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, honest to God, Connor McDavid. I don't think Sidney Crosby does it.
No, I don't.
Like if you're having that conversation, like think about if you are the Toronto Maple Leafs and you're picking first overall and you've had to eat turds all year long, like Road Apple City, and you're and the money you've spent and the effort you've made and the guys you've fired and hired and the turmoil and the embarrassment, and you get to draft day and you go, right, let's trade it. What would it be for?
I think you could do it for Drew Doughty.
No, not a chance.
Ooh, I don't know. Drew Doughty, still, he's fairly young still, and he's the best defenseman in the NHL.
He's 30 years old.
Is he 30 already?
Yeah. He's 30 years old, 29, 30 years old. Yep. He's drafted the same year Sidney Crosby was, right? He was drafted second after Sidney Crosby. He's not that young anymore. He's won a couple of Stanley Cups. I get it. But
he went third to the Kings.
Yeah. Second, I believe.
I'm trying to check, but the internet.
I believe he went second to the Kings, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, if that's the only way, the best blue liner in the NHL.
Yeah. So it is, I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility because dumber things have happened in the NHL.
Doughty's 26, by the way.
Is he 26?
Yeah, there you go. That's the guy you could trade Austin Matthews for. The Kings wouldn't do that trade. That's the thing.
Yeah, he's a Norris Trophy winner this year, too.
Drew Doughty's more valuable than Austin Matthews.
Wasn't he taken the same year Sidney was taken?
No. Much later.
Who was drafted first that year?
Second to Stamkos.
Stephen
Stamkos, Drew Doughty. This is in 2008. Yeah. Luke Shen. I'm looking at the final rankings here.
What name doesn't fit?
It went Stamkos, Doughty, Bogosian, Petrangelo.
Petrangelo's a great
Luke Shen at 5, and the Leafs traded up for that. That makes me sick this morning on a Friday, looking at that again.
Don't look at it. Just focus on the now.
And it just goes to show the second overall pick, there's no way. Drew Doughty's had a better career than Steven Stamkos, and there's no question that Steven Stamkos, incredible first overall pick.
Yeah.
Drew Doughty's the best defenseman in the NHL.
That's interesting. I didn't think they'd do that. I thought he was older for some reason. But I wouldn't do it. You're there. You're at the precipice, right? It's like the eve of free agency for a guy like Stamkos going, what the hell? I'll sign back with the Tampa Bay Lightning. It's just you did all the work to get there, and then you're not going to do what you said you do.
But if the Kings called Lou and go, listen, we're going to do a deal. We're going to give you Drew Doughty straight up for the number one overall pick. Lou be like, done.
You think so?
Oh, 100%. He's 26, and he's the best defense. You can't find guys like Drew Doughty. With all due respect to Austin Matthews, is he going to be the best center at any point in his career? Not with Connor McDavid around.
You do it for Brent Burns?
God, no.
Would you do it for Brent Burns if he had both his front teeth?
And he shaved his beard?
I don't know if the Leafs do it that easy. I agree, he's the best defenseman, but you...
Patrick Kane, would you do it for Patrick Kane?
He's 12.
Jonathan Taves?
With all the baggage?
Would you do it for Jonathan Taves?
Those guys got a lot of miles on them. So does Drew Doughty, but Drew Doughty's 26, as Fabro says, and he hasn't even hit his prime yet. He'd be like 27, 28, and then he's really...
The only problem is with Doughty, you got a couple of years left on his deal. He becomes a free agent, and then there's no guarantee you sign him.
Wait, he's a free agent at 28?
And 1920, he becomes a...
Okay, so he'll be like...
So summer of 2019.
Good God.
4 years, 3 years. At 29.
Talk about a guy who's going to cash in.
Anyway, all happens tonight. Wait and see, but we all pretty much know what's going to happen because if it doesn't happen, they're idiots. But anyway, we'll get to that. NBA draft happens yesterday as well. Raps take a Utah Ute at 9. He's a big. He's good. He may be NBA ready. And apparently, according to the Toronto Raptors, the least likely bust in the NBA draft. So that's all nice. The safe pick. Lots more to get to. We'll fill in the blanks this morning. You're listening to Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Now back to Dean Blundell and Company. Download the Sportsnet app in the App Store. Then listen online and on your phone. Toronto Sports Radio, Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Hey there, 601. It is Friday, the 24th day of June. Welcome to your Friday. The finish line is in sight. It's going to be great today. 27, 30 tomorrow, 31 for Sunday. Mix of sun and cloud, but hot. Saturday and Sunday, not a cloud in the sky today. It's going to be a great day for a patio. Get ready for the NHL draft, which is tonight. Talk about the NBA draft with your pals. Who's Jakob Poeltl? He's the 9th pick in the draft, and guess who picked 9th? Your Toronto Raptors. He's a good one. And I'm not going to sit here in bullcrap. I don't think anybody else is either. Well, at least not on this show. And tell you that we're intensely familiar with Jakob Poeltl's college game.
Poeltl.
That's what I said. Jakob Poeltl.
Poeltl.
Poeltl. Poeltl.
Yeah.
Jakob Poeltl.
I loved his game with the Utes last
year. Yeah, he was sweet with the Utes.
Well, we all watch a lot of Utah basketball, yeah, right? Both professional and college.
Well, the draft, last year the Raptors, late in the first round, take DeLon Wright. Was he 20th or 21st overall?
I think 20th, but yeah, something like that.
And he played for the Utes. He was the starting point guard, and he was the teammate of this kid, and he said he's really excited. He said he's maybe their best player. Anyway, we'll get to what he was all about coming up. George has an update in just a few minutes. But we got that as far as the draft. We got the NHL draft tonight. Auston Matthews, the biggest name on the board, the biggest name. Would you say maybe? I mean, Wendell Clark was a big one. We all knew he would go first over. I remember the draft 31 years ago, believe it or not. When I was in the sixth grade, I was 12 years old, living in Saskatoon, where he was based when he played for the Saskatoon Blades. Even went and saw them play. I don't necessarily remember him, though, because I was a kid and I was more concerned with popcorn and chips and running around the concourse. But it'll be interesting to see what happens today, because he's not the only name that people are talking about when it comes to the draft. Believe it or not, P.K. Subban, which we talked about earlier, apparently possibly on the move. Mark Bergevin coyly saying, I'm not shopping. I'm around. But people are calling.
Can he be any more smug, dude?
No. No, and you remember it was like a couple of months ago. He was like, no way are we trading P.K. Subban. And you're going, oh, that's nice. And he's, and then he changes the language, right? Because that makes it honest. We are not shopping, P.K. But we're taking phone calls. And lots of guys have called. And then he said something I thought was interesting. If someone gives me half their team, offers me half their team, of course I'm interested.
I have that clip coming up.
It's really interesting because if you look at the draft board, the Oilers are definitely interested, right? They need a defenseman for how long?
In the worst way.
The Canucks, their GM has already said, we're interested in P.K. Subban. They pick five. So the Oilers have the fourth pick. Canucks, five. So both those teams are really interested. So is that pick in play tonight at the draft?
And, absolutely,
and
it is.
P.K. Subban a part of that?
And what are the Habs pick, ninth?
Correct.
Yes. Is that correct? So the Habs quite possibly could have the fourth, the fifth, or fourth or fifth and ninth pick of the draft.
Potentially.
Hmm.
And maybe a Ryan Nugent Hopkins or a
Taylor Hall.
If they trade P.K. Subban for Ryan Nugent Hopkins in the fourth, that's going to be a punch in the old gut. If it's Taylor Hall.
Maybe a little lower, too.
Yeah, if it's Taylor Hall or
Leon
Draisaitl.
Well, there's a Leon Draisaitl is in the mix.
There's a difference,
as well.
Yeah. But if it's Ryan Nugent Hopkins, oof.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, lots cooking, lots to get to. So why don't we get to it? Drafts, Jays start tonight. Argos lose their home opener. Here's George with all the juice in his update. Hi, George.
Hi, Dean. The NBA draft went down last night at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Your Toronto Raptors had the ninth pick thanks to that Andrea Bargnani trade, and here's what they did.
The Toronto Raptors select Jakob Poeltl from Vienna, Austria.
Yeah, the 7'1" Utah center is the first Austrian ever drafted in the NBA and says playing college ball in the States will help him big time in the pros.
It's amazing for me. Like, playing 2 years at Utah was an unbelievable experience, and I think not a lot of guys coming over from Europe get the chance to get used to the American style of play here. And kind of prepare for the NBA like I did.
Poeltl averaged 17.2 points, 9.1 rebounds, and 1.6 blocks this past season for the Utes. Were you surprised that the Raptors ended up taking a center?
I don't know. Well, he's not a center. He's listed as a power forward.
Okay, but he's...
I played center for the Utes because he's 7'1".
He's the top center on the board.
Yeah and he's going to be...
And they said, and they said this last night. Well, he might play some minutes at the power forward position too, depending, because he can't face up, doesn't shoot the ball real well. But like career in Utah, and I was interested to read this. He's got a 650 field goal percentage, so he shoots 650 from. That's pretty good. Pretty good. If anybody had a career 650 shooting percentage in the NBA, they'd be one of the best ever, if not the best ever. Or all they did was dunk. He is 7'1", as you pointed out, 9.1 rebounds per game. Also, a couple of assists per game. As you said, he can block shots. I don't know anything about this guy other than what I've read over the last couple of days. Apparently, he's a fast learner. Steve Fisher said he was the best player in his conference. Steve Fisher, of course, used to coach the Michigan State or the Michigan Wolverines, now coaching San Diego State. So I trust him. He's a pretty smart guy.
And apparently he's buddies with DeLon Wright as well.
Well, makes he's got a good low post game, converts high percentage shots in the paint, really good rebounder, good passer, good shot blocker. I guess. I don't know. But I know that that wasn't their first choice. Their first choice was a guy named Serge Ibaka from the Oklahoma City Thunder, and apparently that was a trade they had on the table. For what we heard was early, Terrence Ross, Patrick Patterson, and the ninth pick in the draft.
For a rental, which would have been a steep price to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark Stein reported that earlier in the day. And that's no surprise, right? The Raptors want to win now. Ibaka, clearly a guy that helps that process. But I figured this was going to be the pick yesterday when I said on the show. Now, clearly I don't know Utah basketball, but it makes sense because this guy, what all the scouts are saying is that he's the least likely player to be a bust. Now, is he going to be a star? No, but can he help the team right now. So if Biombo's going to free agency, I think with this pick, it kind of solidifies the fact that Ujiri doesn't think Biombo's coming back here. So can he play 10 minutes a game next season and help? So safe pick, which we kind of don't equate with Masai Ujiri, and you know, we'll get to what he did with the 27th pick, which doesn't seem very safe. But it makes sense for me. But the Ibaka thing's interesting because he later got traded to the Magic. And the Magic's package that they sent to the Thunder was way better than what the Raptors could offer. So that makes sense. But then you start wondering, and we'll ask Blake Murphy this at 7:30. So what does that show us that the Raptors want to do in free agency? What type of guy are they looking for? Are they looking for a type of player like Serge Ibaka once July 1st hit? And we'll talk to Dwayne Casey at 8:15.
Does this feel like...
How cool is that? We just got that note this morning. You sent it at like 4:30. Dwayne Casey's agreed to come on the show today.
Yes, the Raptors emailed me while we were sleeping.
8:15, Dwayne Casey. But does this feel like this is a precursor to a move? Because does Bebe still here? Is he still going to be here long-term playing?
None of them drafted this guy.
But, I mean, the Raptors have a lot of young guys. And as Favreau says, they're in a win-now mode.
Well, and Dwayne Casey said that, and Masai Ujiri has said that several times. We don't want to get any younger. Like, we're one of the youngest teams. We don't need any more young boys. We need men.
Yeah.
They fill this roster with impact players at the four, and they need a four more than they need anything else. Anyway, I guess it's good. And he's not the first Austrian taken in the draft. People say Ben Simmons was taken first overall. He's also Austrian.
Hmm. Right.
Yes.
Hey, GM Masai Ujiri and the Raptors weren't done there. They had their own pick at the end of the first round and kind of went off the board.
With the 27th pick in the 2016 NBA draft, the Toronto Raptors select Pascal Siakam from Douala, Cameroon, and New Mexico State University.
Like how Adam Silver had like that question. Douala, Cameroon? Really? The 6'10"
like
forward.
Caboclo when nobody knew who this guy was. Right?
The 6'10" forward from Cameroon averaged 20.2 points, 11.6 boards, and 2.2 blocks for New Mexico State last season.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting some of the surprises. He was a surprise, and as it concerns the Toronto Raptors, something you need to know about. But how about the 10 pick, the Canadian kid, Thon Maker, who a lot of people didn't even have going in the first round, but he's like 7'1", handles the ball like a point guard. Apparently, I was reading yesterday, this Adrian Wojnarowski guy said he had, quote, atrocious hands, can't catch, but he can shoot and he can dribble and he can dunk and he's got great low post moves. But then they were talking, so he's Canadian. He came out of high school and he got drafted 10th overall by Milwaukee. Jamal Murray also, he was, and he's another interesting story. And no one knows how old that Thon Maker guy is either. They said he could be 19, he could be 23. They're not too sure. Yeah. Anyway, Jamal Murray was an interesting story because some people had him going, and I was listening to Eric yesterday. Eric Smith, the voice of the Toronto Raptors, said wouldn't make it past Boston at the three. He slipped all the way. Well, not slipped all the way, but he got to seven before he was taken by the Denver Nuggets, which I thought was fascinating because at that point in time, you're two picks away from the Raptors. And if the Raptors, if he's still around when the Toronto Raptors are picking, do they pick from a position of need or do they take an impact lottery Canadian kid from the city of Toronto?
I think if Jamal Murray was available at 9, the Raptors are taking him. And I think
and
a
they
lot
blow
of,
their plan up. I was fascinated to see if he slipped to 9.
I think a lot of Raptors fans were hoping he was going to slide. Yeah. I think they were disappointed when he went 7 to Denver because he had that thought. And we asked Eric Smith that yesterday. If he slips, which he did a little bit, would Masai Ujiri trade up to grab him? And the answer is no, he didn't want to.
I mean,
price would have been too.
The Raptors don't really need. I mean, I would have been shocked to see them go up, and they don't need Jamal Murray if he fell.
You got
to them.
Joseph, you got Lowry.
Ideally, you have DeMar DeRozan. Now, if DeRozan doesn't come back, then you could use a guy like Jamal Murray. I mean,
they must. Well, and that was the other thing. I think they were talking about Jay Bilas or Bilas said it yesterday he said it yesterday on the program. As did Wilbon. They were talking about how well the key is right now. You just got to sign DeMar DeRozan. So I imagine them not taking a shooting guard or even going anywhere near the backcourt is a pretty good indication that DeMar DeRozan might be coming back.
The 76ers took LSU forward Ben Simmons number one. Simmons is the first overall pick from LSU since Shaquille O'Neal went number one to the Orlando Magic in 1992. Shaq, of course, has given the world tremendous gifts like the 1996 movie Kazam.
You realize who I am? I'm your genie.
And the 1997 masterpiece, Steel.
It's hammer time.
Kitchener's Jamal Murray was picked seventh by the Denver Nuggets out of Kentucky. And then you mentioned it, Dean, and the Bucks took Thon Maker at number 10. Maker is originally from Sudan, but spent this year at the Athletic Institute in Orangeville. Big trade went down last night, too. The OKC Thunder traded forward Serge Ibaka to the Magic for Victor Oladipo, Ersan Ilyasova, and the newly drafted Domantas Sabonis. Back to the Raptors real quick, Dean. Both Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan were named to the U.S. Olympic basketball team for this summer's games in Rio. Coach Casey's pumped.
Making yourself an all-star and then to represent the U.S. As an Olympian. And my hat is off to those two young men. They deserve it. They've worked and earned it.
We'll hear from Raptors head coach Dwayne Casey at 8:15 on the show this morning. How nervous is he going to be watching those Olympics?
Well, and when they come back, too, how nervous are his teammates going to be? Do you think they might even want to hug him, shake hands? Well, you go delouse yourself first of the Zika virus.
Right, and if he doesn't resign.
Dengue fever.
If he doesn't resign and signs with the Lakers, do we kind of want him to have just a little bit of Zika virus? Just a little bit.
Or do you want him to like to go
like
all
not
Paul
deadly,
George?
Not deadly, but just like mono where you're out for 3 months.
Right. Yeah,
that'd be awesome. But if not, I hope he's really healthy.
We're just joking.
But when we saw DeMar come back from the World Championships, he was a better player. And even Casey was talking about how he expects them to be better players when they come from the Olympics. That can only bode well for the Raptors this season.
Also, when it comes to the draft, someone just tweeted me, Ben Simmons is Australian, not Austrian. Yeah, right.
That listener's on top of things. Hey, the Maple Leafs hold the first overall pick in the NHL draft tonight in Buffalo for the first time since 1985 when, of course, they selected Wendell Clark and are expected to select American Austin Matthews, who spent last season playing professionally in Switzerland. Matthews grew up in Scottsdale, Arizona, but would love to play in the six.
It would definitely be very cool to be in a sports town like Toronto. I mean, obviously nothing's set in stone, but kind of thinking of that idea, it's obviously very exciting. Like you said, with just the kind of sports town it is and the passionate fans that they have, it's very, very appealing.
Leafs GM Lou Lamoriello has complete faith in his staff.
Well, first of all, the staff has been working with this draft for quite a while, and I think right now all we're doing is just put finishing touches, any last minute discussions, but Mark has done a great job, and we're ready.
Is a pretty much a no-brainer. I don't know what kind of last-minute touches you have to put on whether or not you're going to take Austin
Matthews. The jersey stitched.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any surprises.
I think he's talking about the other 10 picks he has in the draft, right? You have one in the first. You got one in the second now. You got a whole bunch down the stretch. So there's value to be had in the draft everywhere, and I imagine if they're going to find value, Mark Carter's a guy. I believe in what they're doing, but it's a no-brainer. I mean, we said it earlier, Jarmo Kekalainen, the general manager of the Columbus Blue Jackets, said, hey, tried to move up. Toronto's like, you know what, suck it. Everybody else has said the same thing. Toronto did all this work, all the effort into sucking, finishing dead last, moving contracts out, eating money, looking like an embarrassment. Loss after loss piling up. Mike Babcock going, yeah, this is great. This is a lot of fun. I love losing. Yeah. This is all for today. Keep that in mind. So you get to the doorstep, you don't run away. You ring the doorbell, man, and you open it up, and you welcome Austin Matthews into Leafland with open arms.
Campaign for long-term gain.
Yeah, and that's where we are. So if you think that they're going to do anything else with this pick, you're crazy. And if they do, it'll be for the moon, the sun, and the stars. So yeah,
you're right. Leaf fans should really enjoy it. Tonight's your Stanley Cup. Yep. Like, you had to eat that the last season and a half, especially the back end of the season before was just with Peter Horchuk.
Yeah,
that was just a complete nightmare.
It's a great point.
Unicorn Cup.
Yeah.
This isn't the Peter Horchuk.
Yeah.
This isn't the this last season you had to eat. This is two. This is three.
Yeah.
This is a deck. This is 50 years of futility. So enjoy tonight. This could be a real page turner.
You're like that Cleveland fan eating the poo at the parade. That's what you've been doing the last
two
season
huge
and a half.
Bites. That guy took two huge bites.
Right. That's what you've been doing, Leaf fans.
Yeah. I wonder how are people getting together and having draft parties to celebrate Austin Matthews today? I wonder.
Maybe. I try to make it not a habit of getting together to see which 18-year-old gets picked by which franchise. I'm just going to watch it, enjoy it. Probably have a couple of cocktails. And just move on with my life.
You're missing out. Watch the draft on Sportsnet at 7 or the Sportsnet app. All right, this is our coverage today, Dean. From noon to 1 on Hockey Central at noon, Jeff Merrick, Gord Stellick, and Todd Halushko live from Buffalo. 7 to 8 live coverage of the NHL draft. First pick goes, stub it, at approximately 7:10, hosted by Stellick and Halushko. Yeah! And we'll have the Blue Jay game on as well on the radio station, but on sportsnet.ca/590. You'll hear the draft with Stellick and Halushko will continue. And then the first draft, the recap of the first round with Peter Labardius, Derek Wills, and Pat Steinberg on both streams from 10 to 11.
Peter Labardius back?
Yeah.
Good for him.
He was in Calgary. The young boys,
the young boys. Good for him. He wasn't well for a while. He battled back through really good. That's a wonderful story.
And approximately 10:30-ish, a special Merrick versus Wyshynski from the NHL draft in Buffalo on sportsnet.ca/590. All
right. And by the way, Merrick joining us this morning, so yeah. As well as Friege to talk about Elliot Friedman.
Yeah, Merrick at 7:15 and Elliot Friedman at 8 from Buffalo talking draft and Stamkos and will the Habs trade Subban?
Speaking of Subban, the hockey hot stove's heating up in the B-low with a lot of trade talks surrounding Habs blue liner PK Subban because his no movement clause kicks in July 1st. Habs GM Mark Bergevin says PK ain't going anywhere.
It's not even listening to offers. I'm taking calls. When a GM calls me, I don't know what he's calling me about. So I answer the phone. And yes, I've received call on PK, but I'm not shopping. I'm not shopping PK Subban, I could tell you.
That's not what he said. You just said he's not going anywhere. That's not what he said. He danced beautifully around that question.
But
I'm not shopping him, which means he's saying I'm not calling other people. That's akin to you being interviewed for a murder that was committed that you were in the neighborhood of that you watched, and some guy's like, "Well, were you there for the murder?" "Not really. I had my back turned." "But were you there? Were you there when it happened?" "Not really. No. No, I wasn't."
It's like Ray Lewis.
Yeah, Ray Lewis. Yeah, he Ray Lewis.
I don't know. I didn't
see hell out of that question.
Oh, snap. I just jumped in my limo after. I don't know.
Because Mark Bergevin effectively said, "I'm taking a whole bunch of phone calls. I'm listening to people. I'm not actively shopping him. I'm not putting it out there." But obviously, he's put it out there. Otherwise, people wouldn't be calling about him.
You want some more Bergevin?
Not really, but sure.
All right, here you go.
He's he's an all-star defenseman. He's extremely good. So, if I would be on another team, I'd be calling too.
Yeah.
That's like a Kijiji ad for PK. Hey, Subban.
Hey, listen, he's the best. I'd be calling me, too. I'm open for business, everybody. What would it take to pry the Norris Trophy winner out of Montreal?
If somebody offered me after their team, well, you got to make it work, but it's not my intention.
Listen to the snarky Montreal media in the background, too, laughing. Just listen to this clip.
If somebody offered me after their team, well, you got to make it work, but
I'll tell you something.
It's not my intention.
And I'll tell you something else. If he's not traded within the next 7 days, if I'm PK Subban, I do not want to return.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm telling you. And I'll tell you why. Because of crap like that. Because of some guy saying, "I'm listening, but I'm not shopping." If someone calls me and offers me half my
if somebody offered me half of their team, well, you know, you got to make it work. But
and you're like, this is
my intention.
This is my life's work. I put my heart and soul into this. I've given $10 million to the local hospital because I want to be part of the community. And this guy thinks it's a joke. This guy's laughing me out of town. This guy says he's not shopping, but when he's clearly doing that.
If you take,
and here's the other thing. You know, for a fact, he wanted to be the captain of that team last year, and he basically got kicked in the cojones by being told no. We're going to give it to some soft forward from the Americas.
We didn't talk about this yesterday during those tremendous NHL awards, which I watched on Sportsnet.
Every minute.
And I loved it. How is PK Subban not the Masterson Trophy nominee for the Habs? For the humanitarian, you know, award for why was there? Well, how was he not their nominee? The dude donated how much cake to the hospital?
$10 million.
And he can't get even the nomination from the team. I thought that was really weird.
The team didn't nominate him.
No,
at all, nothing.
No, how? Yeah.
But in 7 days, he holds all the cards because he's making a ton of cash at a huge cap hit. And why would he go? Because now they have to come to him and say, "Hey, do you want to go somewhere?" Right. So. This is the window here when the Canadians have an option. If they really don't love PK Subban, they can move him and they can get a ton for him.
But right? I don't disagree. All those things are the facts. But the fact is, if I'm PK Subban and I got a bit of pride, which I believe he does, I believe he's from a very prideful family, good people. I think he's a great guy, and we've had him on before. I've met him a couple of times. Wonderful human being. I'm not pleased with the fact I put my heart and soul into this team and I backed it up with $10 million of my dollars in the community and you're making a joke about my career. That's what I think.
Absolutely, but you're more of a boss in 7 days if they don't move you.
You're a boss regardless.
Right, well exactly. So.
But are you motivated to play for a guy that nails you to the bench when you make one mistake after you've done a million things right? Are you motivated to play for a team that tells you that you're not part of the future by joking around in press conferences
But he loves playing for that team. He loves playing for that team.
I don't think he does anymore.
I think he does. Here's Subban talking about how he hears about these rumors.
To be completely honest with you, a lot of them I hear in ways that you guys probably don't even imagine. It'd be like I'm out at dinner in New York City and someone's like, "Oh, I heard that you might be coming to play for the Rangers." I'm like, really? I don't turn on my TV. I don't really watch, you know, TV. I don't read online. I don't do any of that stuff. So as you can see, I'm very busy.
And finally, Blue Jays begin a three-game series.
I'm too busy for this crap.
Against the White Sox in Chicago tonight. The 7-1 Aaron Sanchez takes the hill for the Jays. 8 o'clock, Sportsnet 590, the Fan, Sportsnet 1, and the Sportsnet app. And the Argos lost 42-20 at BMO last night.
6:24, hold on. Jonathan Berardi might be out of town. We have that next. More rumors, too. The draft tonight. Hang on, that's all next. Sportsnet 590, the Fan.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. You're listening to Dean Blundell and Company. Download the Sportsnet app in the App Store. Then listen online and on your phone. Toronto Sports Radio. Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Good morning. Dean Blundell and Company Friday, the 24th day of June. It is 15 degrees. It'll be 27 later on today. Lots going on. Tons.
What?
Is this Hall & Oates?
Of course it is.
Why do you do this?
I'll tell you why, Dean. Because it's a fun Friday, first of all. And Hall. See? You like it. The Leafs are drafting first overall.
Yeah.
For the first time since 1985. And I think, as a producer of this radio program, that we should be playing music from the year of 1985 to celebrate this beautiful day in the city of Toronto.
That's a fantastic idea.
Of course it is. Just because
that's why you're the best in the business.
Yeah, that's right. Right?
And so, you're the most humble, too, by the way.
You're the business, all right. So. This is the business end of you know what.
You're just grabbing the usual music mom plays anyway, so what's the difference?
Yeah. No. From 85. Do you like music at all, Mon? Or like are you invested in music prior to the year 2001? Anything after that at all? Like, do you care? No? Or is it just like it's the easiest thing to do? You've been here since 2 o'clock in the morning.
I'm nervous getting you music.
Why?
Because I'm afraid you're not going to like it, even though you haven't liked
it. What do I do when you play something I don't like?
You tell me to just turn
yeah,
it off,
but
really.
I don't beat you.
No, you're
I don't
right.
Yell
you're
at
right.
You.
You're not.
No.
You know what, Mon?
I just say stuff like, please don't play that again.
You need to be a little more assertive.
And can you please add this to the please don't play that again list?
No, don't do
that. Yeah. You need to be more assertive, Mon. Does this feel good? Are you like that? Like, be a little more assertive, Mon. Like, bring it when you're producing the show.
George, you're making a really good point.
Does this feel good?
Am I doing that right? 633.
Jesus, Mon.
Anyway, lots going on today.
Just nuclear.
We'll get to... you missed it, folks. Thank God. I had to take it out. Anyway, we'll get to your number one draft pick tonight, the Leafs pick first overall, and Austin Matthews should be the guy. They made a couple of moves prior to the draft as well, including getting a real goaltender. We'll find out from the other goaltender how he feels. Coming up next, he is not real happy. Hold on. Time for an update. Here's George.
And Dean, it's brought to you by your Toronto area Ford dealers. The Raptors picked 7'1" big man Jakob Poeltl with the 9th pick in last night's NBA draft. Toronto later picked 6'10" forward Pascal Siakam with the 27th pick. He's out of Cameroon. Kitchener's Jamal Murray, by the way, went 7 to the Nuggets. The Maple Leafs have the number one pick at tonight's NHL draft in Buffalo. Barring something incredible, the Leafs are expected to take American Austin Matthews. Hear the pick live right here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, or watch it on the Sportsnet app, or of course on Sportsnet at 7. The Blue Jays begin a 3-game series against the White Sox in Chicago tonight. Aaron Sanchez on the mound, 8 o'clock. Sportsnet 590 The Fan, Sportsnet 1, and the Sportsnet app.
Who's throwing for the White Sox tonight?
Rondon. Carlos Rondon.
Lefty?
I can check.
I believe he is. I hope he is.
Now we got to look. Yeah, well, they haven't done well against lefties.
I believe the White Sox, yeah, I know it's weird this year. I believe the White Sox just took 2 of 3 from the Red Sox as well. So, you know, and I know the White Sox have been on a slide and they're in.
He's a lefty. Rondon's a lefty.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And I know the White Sox have been on a slide of late. So we could be catching them at a bad time. They might be on the upswing. The thing that pisses me off is big game James Shields went yesterday and gave up 4 hits and like 100 runs in the first few innings. They ended up winning 9-8.
No, he was okay yesterday.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't good yesterday again.
You see the pictures of him? They were taking pictures of him in the dugout afterwards.
He wasn't and historically bad yesterday.
You can't judge success by he's been historically bad his first 3 starts for the White Sox. This being his 4th, was terrible yesterday.
He wasn't horrible. He had 5 innings, gave up 5 hits, 3 runs all earned, 4 walks with 3 strikeouts.
That ain't good.
It's not good. It's not horrendous he has been.
But my point is we're not getting him.
Unfortunately.
Which pisses me off.
We get Chris Sale, one of the best lefties in all of baseball, one of the best
pitchers.
And
Rondon, who made us look like idiots the last time we played against him, too. So, anyway, hope for the best.
His ERA is 21.81 so far.
Is that bad?
Not the best.
And by the way, Dean, the Flying Hawaiian, Chad Owen, scored a touchdown against his former team to help the Hamilton Tiger Cats beat the Toronto Argonauts 42-20 down at Toronto's BMO Field to kick off the CFL season.
I was literally, no word of a lie, didn't watch it. But I was on Twitter yesterday, and why are people like soccer fans, TFC soccer fans, why are they so angry?
They're ruining the pitch.
They're so angry at the football team.
Like when you drive by BMO, I don't think I saw one Argos
insignia?
Yeah.
Nothing.
It's all
no branding. No outside.
For what I see from the Gardner Expressway.
Well, you don't watch games from the Gardner, but on the inside, it was very well decaled, if you will. And I don't know how they're doing it with the grass. Normally, I watched part of the highlights this morning whilst getting ready for this radio program in the washroom of my home. And I'm like, wouldn't you normally see like any of the paint from the pitch? But anyway, I'm on Twitter last night and people are raving about how stupid it is they're playing football on TFC's pitch.
Well, apparently they use a bit of a hybrid field. It's mostly grass, but there's some fake stuff in there as well, woven in, apparently, to keep the field
like swearing,
intact.
Swearing at football fans. Football fans and MLS fans getting in fights on Twitter, which I thought was very brave of both parts.
Right. Usually they're just swearing at you, both of them.
Normally.
Yeah, for hating on their beautiful product.
No, I love it. Thanks, George. 6:37. So, as we all know, the Toronto Maple Leafs drafted first overall tonight, and it will be Austin Matthews.
Yep.
And Austin Matthews, he's in Buffalo, threw out the first pitch of the Bisons game the other day.
He was in Niagara Falls yesterday.
Yep, awesome. Seems to be really embracing the moment as much as you can. Not a ton of emotion from him. Him and Connor David both. I don't know if they're immune to emotion, but they never got really ramped up prior to the like this Lion A kid. He's exciting. He's flamboyant. He's in the moment. He's enjoying every second of
he's
it.
He's more like Ovechkin, and yeah. Matthews more like Crosby kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree more. They have the same temperament. But from what I've seen so far, prior to the draft, all the juking and jiving, so to speak, PK Subban, huge rumors around him, which are exciting as well. Will or won't he? Bergevin coyly dancing around the question whether or not he's going to trade him, saying he's gotten calls. Anyway, all the stuff that happens prior to the draft, including the Toronto Maple Leafs trading for Frederik Andersen from the Anaheim Mighty Ducks, or sorry, the Anaheim Ducks now. And Jonathan Bernier being really left out in the cold.
Poor Jonathan Bernier.
Yeah, not poor Jonathan Bernier. The guy's stolen money from this organization for the past few years. Rich Jonathan Bernier, actually.
Who else are going to give up crippling bad goals, Dean?
Hopefully not Frederik Andersen. So Jonathan Bernier was told about it. He was being interviewed apparently in a weight room. And this is what he had to say on the Leafs acquiring Frederik Andersen.
I think it's a great move. Obviously, I think we get stronger in net. You know, me and him, I think it's going to be a healthy competition. I just want this team to do well. And I think we're actually heading in the right direction.
Do you believe him? Do you believe it's a great move? And here's the other question. Do you really believe that it's going to be, quote, a great competition between the two for the net? Or do you think, A, that's already decided, and B, it's no competition?
I bet Bernier has a good year, and I bet he is mad about this. I think that's a great thing he said. And ideally for Leaf fans, he plays well, but he's clearly the backup now, and the Leafs can try to get something for him next year. That's what you want to see right now as Leaf
fans,
right?
Do you really think he starts the season in Toronto, though? Do you think they're not going to try to move his $4 million ticket? I think they're going to try as hard as hell to get rid of him out of the city as quickly as possible.
They will. If you can create cap room, you don't want to pay $9 million plus for your goaltending position. But can you move him now for anything? If he plays well, you know, if he welcomes the competition and plays well next year, and you can move him for something more, I guess that's a nice option for the Maple Leafs.
When asked about if this affected his relationship with the Toronto Maple Leafs, Bernier had this to say.
They appreciate guys that work hard, and at the end of the day, it's a business. You need to win, but we got a great relationship.
Wondering if he gets traded?
I've been through probably the hardest years in my career and in Toronto just because of the rebuild, and I feel we're actually heading in the right direction, so I'd really love to be part of it, but if it comes down to a business decision and they need to move me, that's the business. I can't control that.
And also asked if he knew anything about when it comes to not just hockey, because you know these guys are involved in not just you know playing hockey, not just trades.
Very worldly.
Asked if he knew anything about Nelson Mandela.
Just wanted to ask you. I mean, obviously Nelson Mandela, one of the most significant historical figures of the 20th century. What knowledge or awareness did you have of him growing up, or when did you learn of him?
Well, obviously growing up, he's one of the most known athletes in the world, and a lot of impact in any kind of sport that he did, and that I, you know, even playing hockey, everyone knows him, right? From being the type of person that he was off the ice and on the ice, and it's unfortunate that he passed away a year ago, but you know, he changed a lot while he was with us, and he's a tremendous guy.
Yeah.
Wicked clapper, Dean. Wicked clapper from Nelson
Mandela.
That's
why when he says it's a great... See, that's the thing, is I remember that clip going, he can't be serious, right? Like, he's got to be joking.
Nope.
And then when he says stuff like, obviously we got better in net and it's going to be a healthy competition and I love being here, I don't believe a word he's saying. Tell us about Nelson Mandela. He was great on the penalty kill. He was he had the hell of a wrist shot from the hash mark. Tough guy to bring down. Great on the half boards. And tell you something, hell of a teammate. He and Mark Messier were the best when they played together. And when he got traded, you know, it was a sad day. But he broke the color barrier for the Whalers. And you know what else you say about Mandela? Hey, he was great with the hammer and the rock too. I hear so. That's awesome. Curling, he was number one on the world and hit for the cycle. Thank you.
One of the most known athletes in the world, and
the best.
Poor guy.
Yeah, no, yeah, not poor guy. Rich guy. Rich guy. Rich guy stealing money from us for years. See you later. 6:43. They found Tony X. He was sleeping. We'll tell you about that. Listen, if you do this job, and I know sometimes you get a pass if you've been doing this job for a long time. I get no passes. You want to make sure you read the news from today as opposed to a year ago.
Right.
We'll tell you why next. Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Trending now. Now on Toronto Sports Radio. Sportsnet 590 The Fan. The Leafs get... As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake doctor's orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. You're listening to Dean Blundell and Company on Toronto's Sports Radio. Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Six:50. Good morning. It's Friday, the 24th day of June. Great news. Approaching hour number two in the 7 o'clock hour. Lots going on, including my man Jeff Merrick. He's going to join us from Buffalo. We'll be on the draft floor tonight for Sportsnet. Merrick versus Wyshynski live from the draft this evening. Biggest storylines heading into the draft. Thoughts on how the draft will shape up after the top two, including the number one overall pick, which goes to your Toronto Maple Leafs. Is this another song from 1985?
That's correct.
I really wish we'd stop doing this. And this is just a personal...
Why do you have so much hate in your heart?
I don't.
Put a song in
it. I just think the
80s
are possibly the worst decade for music in the history of man and woman.
I think it's the 40s.
Humankind.
It's not my fault. It's the Leafs are drafting for the first time since 1985, so we're honoring that today.
Yeah. And
just because instead
of looking back to
else.
Another 30 years of failure, why don't we look forward to the future and play stuff from like now?
Yeah, like we need to hear more Bieber on the radio.
What about... Well, how about this?
How about some
Rihanna? Because the Leafs have some work to do.
That song sucks, though.
That doesn't suck. I like that song. I like her. Anyway. Yeah, how about this?
Yeah.
Leafs got some work. Dirt.
We've had dirt.
I don't understand the words.
The song's tremendous.
It's not.
The song goes to show that you don't have to be able to read or write to be able to make millions of dollars. You just got to be able to sing and look really awesome in a shawl and get naked from time to time.
This is poetry, Dean. I don't know what you're talking about.
Work. This is how people sing it, by the way.
Yeah.
They just do the last, like, syllable of songs and this. Oh, I like this one.
This is a tough song to sing along to.
Work.
Work.
You don't like this song?
I like it. I used it yesterday in my update.
I know. I like it, too.
It's dirt.
You know
dirt,
the song.
Dirt. I don't got a thing for dirt. Oh.
You know what her song Umbrella's about too. Ella, Ella, A, A, A. You know what that's about?
No, and I don't want you to tell people.
I'm just saying it's not what you think it's about.
I don't need
why
no.
Don't you stop talking for a while.
Yeah.
I didn't say
between
anything.
Between you and Mon, who just,
no.
got us all fired earlier.
No, Mon, like, he just opened up the suitcase to the nuclear football and pressed the code.
Anyway, I like this song. Play stuff like this as opposed to Everybody Wants to Rule the World Tears by Wang Chung or whatever it is. I don't even know. It's the worst decade of music ever.
So Umbrella is not about like rain out?
No.
8653.
No, sir.
Jeff Merrick joining us coming up in just a few minutes, as well Blake Murphy from Raptors Republic breaking down who and what the Raptors took going off the board. When they announced who the Raptors took at 27, everybody went like this. What the hell just happened? But not unfamiliar to what Masai Ujiri does. So good reason for it. We trust him. We'll get to that as well. So let's get you up to date, first of all. Here's George with an update. Hi, George.
What are you doing with an update for? Are you having a stroke?
Yep, I am.
We don't it's do 6:53.
I can't do my work.
Just do
talk
it.
About Tony Jackson.
Just
we'll
do
go
it.
Break and then
just
it.
Do the update.
Hey, it's brought
no,
to you by...
just joking.
Okay.
Yesterday we were talking about... I know, it's a weird one.
Yesterday you'd be crushing me right now if I did what you just did.
You know why? Because I turned my page for the prep to the 7 o'clock hour, and I'm thinking, oh, here we go.
Like, we have a giant clock in the studio, and it's right there.
I know, and I usually am really good with time. Wow. Pardon me. Let's move forward. Do you remember that guy we were talking about yesterday? It was supposed to be the NHL Awards, Tony X, the St. Louis Blues fan that discovered
hockey.
Hockey.
Great follow on Twitter.
Yeah, one of the best. So yesterday we were talking about, because the NHL Awards yesterday, he was supposed to be there. The NHL sent him not one, but two sets of plane tickets just in case he missed his first flight. So guess what? They thought he was there. They announced that Tony X was missing. And if you see Tony, Will Arnett during the program is like, hey, if you see this guy, please let us know, because we be looking for him. Hashtag Tony MIA. Well, he finally spoke yesterday. Then he deleted the tweet, as a matter of fact. However, you know what he said yesterday? Real simple. Sorry, slept in.
Now, did he get on the flight?
No, he slept in.
Right.
He didn't even go.
How do you turn down a free trip to Vegas because you slept in? Like, a free trip to Vegas is something I'm going to put maybe 3-4 times my alarm on my phone so I get up for in time.
He missed his original flight. Next flight that you could put me on. Had seats, it wasn't until 1:55, getting into Vegas at 3:30, which was minutes before the show, so I left, went home, went to sleep, and then I overslept, and sorry, I effed up. Didn't even make it to Vegas. Terrible day. I feel terrible. Sorry, everybody. It's okay, Tony.
Yeah, just like screwing up about 10 minutes of time like I just did. Anyway, he's all good.
Chin up.
Yeah. The awards were still just as awesome without you. 6:55. Coming up next, George with that update we almost did, and Blake Murphy from Raptors Republic, as well as Jeff Merrick. Hang on, that's next. Sportsnet 590 The Fan.